Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Filippo Scarbi, the general manager with Landmark, a new ceramic tile brand here in the United States. Filippo, how you doing?
Doing good. Thank you very much.
So you had a big event last week in Nashville. I'll get to that in just a minute. First, though, just for my listeners' benefit, I know you've moved here from Italy to Tennessee. How long have you been in Tennessee?
So I moved to Tennessee on June 2015 with my family.
Okay, and have you spent most of your life in the ceramic tile business?
Yeah, practically my entire business, let's say life, was spent with Grupo Concord. I've been with the Grupo in Russia, taking care of the startup of the facility that we have over there from 2005 to 2010. And then I continued my career into the group. So coming to Tennessee for this last, joining this last adventure that is hopefully be amazing.
Okay. All right. So before we get into the details of Saturday, the event you held, let me give my listeners a quick background. Concord Group is probably the second largest Italian group of tile brands. The Marazzi Group, which is owned by Mohawk, is the largest, and you're second. And then Fiandre Group, which owns Stone Peak, is probably third. The Panaria Group, which owns Florida Tile in Kentucky, is probably fourth. And then Florum is in there somewhere, and then Del Conca is in there somewhere as well. So the parent company for Landmark has been a major player in the Italian tile market for some time, right?
Yeah, correct.
All right, so you built this plant, a $90 million investment, 700,000 square feet, and it's in Mount Pleasant, Tennessee. And your materials say that the plant's capacity is a 50 million square feet per year. Is that right?
That's correct.
So your parent company made this major investment to build tile made in the USA here, and they've decided to create a new brand, because you certainly have existing brands in Italy, the Atlas Concord brand and several other brands. So give us some of the other brands. Isn't Caesar one of the brands?
Caesar is one of the brands, and we have other like Mirage, like Marca Corona. So totally is a dozen of brands that are owned and controlled by Grupo Concord.
Okay, all right. And so then Landmark is the American brand that you're starting here, and you're the general manager of it, correct?
Correct.
You had a big event. I understand that it was quite an event. You had a ribbon cutting, a plant tour, and then to top it off, you had a country music Hall of Fame hospitality evening. It sounds like it was quite a success.
Yeah, so we are very happy about the event, how it's gone. We had both customers and our local authorities with us, starting from the Commissioner of the Economic Development from Tennessee, so the Mayor of Maury County, Charlie Norman, and so many other local authorities, plus, of course, our business partners with us just to start what we called during the speech, I mean, a journey that that has been started last week and hopefully will bring us to the achievement of our goals.
Now, you debuted in the United States at the covering show this year. You actually had a space there, right?
Yeah, we had a space, and we unveiled there our brand Landmark. So for the first time, introducing to the market our product, and the following month have been dedicated to the research and development of the customer network that were interested in partnering with us to distribute and promote the Landmark brand on the market.
Okay, so as we talk about your approach to the U.S. market, will most of your focus be toward the residential section or the commercial section, or will there be a blend? Tell us about that, if you would.
So Landmark has been designed industrially, commercially, from marketing standpoint, to produce essentially color-based porcelain tiles, so our, let's say, the state-of-the-art of technology about the porcelain. Mm-hmm. We have full capability to rectify or not rectify our products, so we have developed lines with fully equipped with trim and special pieces, and decors, of course, and mosaics. So all of that to say that our products really have been designed just to cover both commercial and residential markets. So from technical standpoint, from aesthetical standpoint, and from marketing standpoint, our aim is to be present on all the segments of the market.
In both sectors. All right. Will you have more emphasis in residential, or will it be an even focus?
Both ways. I mean, okay. Really, so products are, let's say, suitable for both applications. So even from the look standpoint, we have in our range many, many looks that I believe that make our product appealing both for residential and for commercial.
Okay. Now, in this country, ceramic tile is usually sold through distribution, and since this is a new brand, I'm sure you're establishing some new relationships in the distribution category. How's that process going?
So, we started immediately after the coverings to search for a network of distributors that were interested in partnering with us.
Yes.
And, of course, our main target is the what we call independent distribution, and
yes.
partner with third parties that are so located in the different areas of the market. So market for us means mainly North American market, and are able just to work with our product, bringing it on the field, on the area, stock basis mainly, and distributing it, so both on commercial and residential market.
Okay. Now, a lot of people can tell that really are close to this business, kind of what your capability are based on the equipment you've installed. So if you don't mind telling us, obviously not asking for any secrets, but what are your capabilities? Are your largest tiles going to be 24 by 24? Are you going to be using a digital process? Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
What I can say is that the facility that we have here in Tennessee is equipped with the state-of-the-art and most advanced technology available on the market.
Mm-hmm.
It means that from quality standpoint, from technical standpoint, there is no significant difference between the product that we do here and the product that so the best of the Italian manufacturer they produce in Italy. The difference is, of course, in the sizes, because we developed here what are the sizes that are most popular in this market, let's say from a rectangular standpoint, 12 by 24 to 18 by 36, and if we speak about square ties, mainly 24 by 24. So we have also another size that that we use for the wood planks, that is 8 by 40. Then the other difference with Italy, of course, is that this is a North American operation that is 100% focused on this market.
Yes.
And it means that the difference is not only in the sizes, but is, of course, also in the look of the product. So, of course, selling just in North America, we are 100% focused and developing products that, from look standpoint, are as targeted as possible on the flavors, on the needs, on quest and demanding of this market.
Obviously, you've picked Tennessee as the location for your plant. What motivated that decision?
First of all, Tennessee is a very strategic area for raw materials, because there is the bold clays in Tennessee, and all the other raw materials are around this state at a reasonable distance. Then, of course, the environment. Tennessee is a state that is very supportive for manufacturing business, and we got a really great support from local authorities, also helping us out just to establish this operation. And third, last but not least, let's say the availability here in Tennessee of good quality workforce that is important for our business, and that is combined with, let's say, the possibility, the quality of life for our Italian people that we move to this area.
All right, great, Filippo. I appreciate you spending time with me and my listeners, and I hope everything goes well with the launch of the Landmark brand, and I hope all of your technical people coming from Italy and Russia enjoy living in the United States. Again, been talking to Filippo Scarbi, the general manager with Landmark, his new plant in Mount Pleasant, Tennessee, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.